Okay. Start with, want to just bring out a couple of nyonim with, the topic is Kashas on Stam, Sefer Torah's Tefillin and Mezuzos. Just to be makdim, the Chasam Sofer in his tshuvas, he brings a story. He usually doesn't bring stories. He brings a story, he went on vacation one day to a far out town, and he met the local soicher, not the local one, one of the peddlers selling a bunch of mezuzahs, and he passed all of them. And then he went off to the next town and sold them all off. So soicher writes, that they say that there's a cheskes kashas on soicherim, he says, loy hayav loy nivra. The Shevet Alevin Chelik Zayin says, kosher came nowadays. So of course, we have Givaldi Gesoy from today. I'm not going to say not. However, on the other hand, we also have a huge world. We have all the Bar Mitzvah Bochrim. We have the traveling tefillins. We have the Muncie, the country houses, the Florida houses. Now there's a new thing, traveling Sefer Torahs already. Nevi'im, Megillahs, America, England, Eretz Yisrael. Beit Shemesh has around 10,000 deers in the last 5 years. Where they are coming from. So on one hand, of course, there's a lot of very, very good stuff. On the other hand, just now that there's issues out there, just to bring out a couple of nekudas. The Yashu used to say that the Shilohs and Tzuris Oisis is like Mayim She'em Lehem Soif. So the first thing is the Chasam Sofer, the same Chasam Sofer, brings in his Akdoma, in his Askoma to the Sefer Keses HaSofer, that Mikan Ulahabo from the Sefer Ketz HaSofer written by the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Since this Sefer came out, I don't let anyone start writing without Rishus based in. We have a new Musig called, the Chasam Sofer is the first one who, not the first, there is, maybe bring someone, but the Musig of a Ksav Kabbalah, a license to write, comes from the Chasam Sofer. Now, this thing called the Ksav Kabbalah means that a Sofer learns halachos one time in his life at least and gets tested on it. Now, 50 years ago, I think it was Shevet Alevi, he started a new takana together with all the Gdolim of the time, the Haredis and everybody moving, that it's every 3 years you need to renew your Ksav Kabbalah. Moivir Rabbi, or Mordechai Friander, Zechon Levracha, I remember one time he said a story about a guy who, he came 5 years after his Kabbalah, after he got it, and he said the guy last time knew it so good, so he said, okay, I'll let him go, that he came 2 years late. He said he was shocked how little he knew and how much he remembered. I remember I once met a certain Sofer and I asked him, "New Wizard Ksav Kabbalah?" And he says to me, I don't have one. I said, "What are you doing?" He says, "But I learned it very good." I said, "When?" He said, 9 years ago. I said, "So he understood where that's going." So I said, "But I know. But I ask everything." I said, "But how do you know what to ask?" So by me, I don't know if there's anything that I learned 9 years ago that I remember. But whatever. So the number one thing a person needs to know about is who is the Sofer. Tells you have. Ksav Kabbalah, Betoikev, no one has to be scared to ask such a question. I know there are people that say, my brother-in-law, my uncle, my this, my that. Doesn't make a difference. It's not an embarrassing question to ask. You're allowed to ask it. It's a normal question. And you should ask it. You should ask it if it's also up to date. Betoikev, there's been recent stories of Seifim that have been forging Ksav Kabbalahs. That's how important it is today to make sure. There was a story recently just to say, most importantly, is if you know who the Sofer is yourself and you know him to be a Yerushalmi, that would be even the best. But since Roiv Sofer in the world, Roiv Stam in the world is coming from Eretz Yisrael, around 97%, I would say, there's over 15,000 Sofer in Eretz Yisrael. In the whole New York, Lakewood, Kiryas Yoel, there's maybe 500. So most is coming from Eretz Yisrael. I once got a phone call from someone in Lakewood. He called me up. He said to me, he's looking for a pair of tefillin. So I said, it's your first son? He said, no, it's my second son. So I said, where'd you get the first time? He says, I got it from a sofer, from a local sofer in BMG. I asked him, what happened? So he said that he once saw him during Seder in the coffee room in BMG. So therefore, he can't take from him anymore. So I said, it's probably better that you would take from some Yerushalmi who's writing, you know, with a shirt. Oh, no, no, I don't know. You know, but obviously, the most important thing is if you know who the person is, you know him to be a Yerushalmi, because nowadays, what Yerushalmi, I don't really know. Some people think that if you don't vote in the Israeli elections, some people hold if you go to the mikveh every day, some people hold if you have a long beard, a long shmoneh esrei. I think if you have a ksav kabbalah, that's at least the olive base of what a Yerush HaMayim should be. Now, Kol Shekein, when it comes to checking, this goes also for Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs. Very important is who is checking it, the Magiyah. Kol Amar B'Livdei Karezim Meshubuch, it's brought in Poiskim even, two checks, obviously not Meikra Adin, but nowadays, the Metzias tells us that the second Hagah always finds after the first Hagah. I think it's brought down in different Tshuva Svarim that sometimes you should do one before the other. Sometimes you even tell the second person, the first person, the second person, because he's going to want to catch after the first person. So the more Hagah, the better. Now, when we're talking about a Hagah, I just want to point out one very important point, that is that the standard Hagah on a Sefer Torah today in Eretz Yisrael again is there's 245 Amudim in a Sefer Torah. Now, the average going rate for a Magia, a checker, to check 245 Amudim is the going rate in Yerushalayim is 1,800 shekels, around $500. In Ashdod, I heard even 1,200 shekels. That means you're going 245 pages and you're reading every page, every ois, hopefully, for $500, $2 a page. So I sometimes call that, you can't even do Shnai Mikra that quick. So a very Choshen Nekuda, which has been tried to be brought out, is if you pay the Magia according to the hour and not according to the item. You know, you have these people that go to the shuls and they check hundreds and pairs of tefillin in one day and all the same price. How could it be the same price if one tefillin takes 3 hours, one takes 1 hour? Elamai, let's be, you know, hopefully they're checking it.
It should take a set of 3 hours to check.
Some pairs of tefillin could take 1 hour, some could take 3 hours. If the sefer doesn't write the way he's supposed to, and he's only trying to write as fast as possible, because he's trying to make as much gelt as possible, so then it takes a lot longer for the magia to check it. Very good. Very good choshem nekuda, because sometimes the first haggah is really finishing the writing. It's not even called mugad yet, because checking means you check a finished product, but a lot of, unfortunately, today, I'm not talking about everyone again, I'm talking about a large percentage, because obviously the ones that are writing quicker is the ones that are writing much more in quantity, and again, someone told me that every week in Lakewood there's another Kita born, so the amount of bar mitzvahs that there are, the amount of tefillin and mezuzahs and sefteres is just spiraling out of control. So that was a very, very important thing. Just there's a new thing came up in the past couple of years, is the way the sefer writes is with a kulmis, a feather. In the past 8 years, there's something called a ceramic kulmis called shamir, a kulmis shamir. I think roiv of all the poiskim nowadays, maybe some, I think everyone today already holds is 100% beseder. I don't really know if there's enough meat anymore, because I think there's maybe 2% of seferim that are still holding on to the old feather. There's a lot of milos with the new type of kulmis, because now it's uniform the whole way through, if you're writing a sefer Torah especially, so you have the same exact size the whole way through when you have to sharpen all the time, so you could never be exact. It is a milo, and as I said, in halacha, at least all the places that I've spoken with, they all hold that it is 100% muhud.
They don't use computers to check.
We'll get to that. Also very important. Just going on to the process. So we spoke about the sofer, we spoke about the magia, we spoke about what he writes with. Now, what does he else write with? He writes with ink, dioy. So in the past couple of, maybe past 15 years, there was like a little problems coming up with ink, dioy, different types of formulas. Some of the dioy was becoming not so black. What's called black? The Shabrua writes, tachlis hashichr, He writes in the Baraloch, even at Tzad, that it has to be, Bishas Aksiva has to be black, not an hour later. So we see that there is a Metzias of Dioy that becomes blacker as it comes up. How we paskin, I know that Rabbi Yashiv was Machmir Ada Soif with this Mishabura. This is Bishas Aksiva. Later on, like down the road, the Kach Tivo Yishol Dioy, that it starts turning into colors. It starts turning brown and reddish. Roshim Chaludo. Over here we have in Sivchav Zayin Amachoikis the Primigodim and the Chasim Sofer. The Primigodim is Machmir, Chasim Sofer is Mekum, Mishabru is not Machria. I think they say in Tovshin Memdalad, Rabbi Yashir changed his tefillin because of this. He wore Reb Nisanel Tiflinski's tefillin and it started to fade. And they say over the Rabbi Yashir said that I'm not a chosid, and it wasn't written by the Baal Shem Tov, so there's new soifim nowadays, and he got a new pair of tefillin. Okay, that's regarding black. My Rebbe, a Freelander, used to tell me that he once was walking with Rabbi Yashiv, and there was black tar being put out on the streets. Yishalayim, and he turned to his Rebbe, and he said to him, "Nu, is this black enough?" And he looked at him, and he said, "I see that there's no one to talk to. It didn't even start to be black enough." Okay, black is definitely, Shachris is a very chosh of Nikuda. And it is pretty rampant out there that you have ink that is not fully, the formula wasn't completely mixed or something. So there was issues. I mean, obviously the best would be if you could get dioy with a hechsher. Nowadays, not every dioy has a hechsher, but roiv doom, those that make tagin with a pidiograph, which is a little pen, so they put dioy that's not kosher. So the poison speak about it. Shevet Alevi is very connected. But I don't know if nowadays our sefetars are usually being written with dioy. Hopefully, if it's negate, anyone should always make sure that it's the sofer himself writing the tagin and not a metayig. And if it is a metayig, then he should be doing it with kosher dioy and not with dioy from the shuk. Now going on, we have something called klaf. Klaf is a very chosh of nekuda when it comes to writing. Also sefetars from the mezuzis. So, the first thing is to get a reliable hechsher. Nowadays, it's a multi-million dollar industry. And it's even though we trust people, however, a hechsher always helps. A reliable hechsher. There's many, many klav machers today that has Eidech HaEdes on it. And it is highly recommended. There's stories, goyim, and this way and that way. So, you know, we don't need to rely on all the coolers of the old poiskim talking about Oymid al-Gabov. Today is definitely kedai to have with a hechsher. A new hiddur which came out in the past 30 years, 25 years maybe, is called Avodas Yad. All klaf until hundreds of years ago obviously was made with Avodas Yad, and then when machines started coming in, so machines obviously made it much better. But nowadays the metzias is that Avodas Yad is just as good, if not better. And it also has milos in kashrus, meaning there are shilos by a machine where the oiris would come out. And then, because even the machine, first a yid puts it in, and then the machine pushes it. And that, according to the Chazanish writes, as long as the yid puts it in, and then a monkey, a koyt, could even go and mix it around. But there, the machines nowadays are so big, the oiris are so big, you could put 1,000 oiris at one time even. It's a big hitter, and especially by certain types of stam items, like tefillin and sefer Torah, where the ibud is, either the reis d'rabbanon lishma is ma'akiv, is much more choshev. Masha Enkin by mezuzahs, the Shitas Rambam, as we all know, it holds that you don't need to have Ibu Lishma, so it's a much lighter there. If someone would have machine-made klaf for mezuzahs, then for sure he's doing good. And that comes to the next hider, which my people heard of, is called klaf bli tnai, the gufa kedusha. The Rav in his Michtov writes to be makbid on having tefillin, l'shem tefillin, without a tnai. Nowadays, 99% of klaf is ma'ubid l'shem sefer Torah, and it has a Hirada Bigdusha, like the Mechaber Paskins, and it's all B'Seh the Gomer. As I said, the Rav is brings a Chumrah to do it by Tefillin Leguf HaKdusha. And by Mezuzah, though, there are those that go so far to want to get L'Shem Mezuzah. I even heard people doing L'Shem Megillah Klaf. The reason why it's scary to do L'Shem Megillah and L'Shem Mezuzah is because once you do it L'Shem Mezuzah, you can't use it for anything which is a bigger Kedusha. So you have to have big Mashkichim making sure that you don't have it. There was once a Din Torah, I remember, about a story with a Sefer Torah that on the back of the Klaf it said L'Shem Tefillin. Now, who is at fault over here? So, at least by the mezuzah, you do have. Yeah. Except if you go to the Neid Behuda that learns the Sefer Torah and Tefillin is the same Kedusha, but we don't pass him like him, so yeah, L'Chayr, L'Fidah, Mechaber, and Roiv, Boiskim, I would say, it's Makiv. By mezuzah, you do have a Kula, because the whole Inyan of L'Shem Kedusha for the Kufa Kedusha is the Kesses and the Chakirs in the back that he brings the Beshitas around Rambam, and the Rambam holds you don't need Ibu Lishma by Mezuzah. So I once tied this to one of the Enkloch of Mendel Optik, and he even agreed. I even helped him get Mezuzah, and I saw that he even did it. He took Klaf Hashem Sefer Torah for Mezuzahs, and he used it, and he was happy. There's another Hiddur that's brought by Klaf. I want to just talk about Klaf for a while, because Klaf is a very important part of Stam. Good klaf means good writing. If you don't have good klaf, it doesn't come out good. Therefore, there's a new musag out there called white klaf. It's, I don't know, for all the older people here, remember all the tefillin and mezuzahs and sefer Torahs especially would be spotted pigments because the behemoths didn't change. The only thing that changed was the formula, the chemicals. They start putting bleach inside the ibud. And when you want to get out the pigments, so you need to go and bleach it from the roots. And it might be good for the outside of the klaf to be white, but for the mokum maksiva, the inside is not. And usually I tell people, it depends on if you want a nice hagba or you want a nice sefer Torah. So white klaf has no mokum in halacha. It's a new thing. Everyone in Eretz always says it's an American thing. I don't know. But the idea to know that is not the most, there is really no mokum in halacha. And it's also, in my opinion, a big chisaron because the maksiva doesn't come out so good. There's an issue. No, Pshuta have white klaf. No. For the Balkuris, they say it's not good. White on black, it's not easy to read it. Cream is much better. That's what I heard. I don't know. Ask the Balkari. So, there's an inning called Lomagurad that's called non-scraped klaf. This is a very chosh of Hiddur. The Mishabrua brings a Chayodom, Machoikis with him and the Chasim Sofer in Simen Lamed Beis. I think it's Sif Zayin. He's not Machriya. Rabbi Yashiv is the one who pushed this very stark into the shuk, into the oilam, even though L'Chayr Rabbi Yashiv wore his first pair of tefillin for the first 75 years, was pashas, yes, scraped, but he did push it in, and is a very, very, very choshev chumro, hider, to ask for, because Shabu's not machriya. But if it is scraped, that means on the outer level, we have our oiris, we write on the inside, and we scrape as much as we could, and on the outside there's always these hairs, and the Mechaber writes, you'll have to take off a little shikva, but only kidei l'achlikoi, but sometimes it's so thick, so they scrape up as much as they could. That's what we're talking about. It's called non-scraped klaf, litza. One last nekuda,
the
when it comes to...
Average tefillin that you buy today.
What's average mean? Average from Hamonam. Most klaf is not scraped. So, no. Until now, all klaf was shlilim. In the last 2 years, the market, or the amount of yidin, or the amount of soifim writing got so big, and I heard that there was a problem with the, we take from the goyisha places, not from the shlach places, because if there's an ober inside, so we wanted to give birth so we could have another behemoth to shecht. So all the shlilim was coming from the goyim, and the goyim, I guess they didn't have the workers didn't want to do it. They weren't getting paid enough. Maybe this was during the times of when they got money from the government. They were saying, so they didn't have enough workers for it. So therefore, now there's something called agolim. Agolim is much thicker oiris. so therefore it's much rougher to write on. And but tefillin still, since it's soft and it's smaller skins, so most of it is still shlilim. Dovik, this gets to one nekuda over here of dovik klaf. When it comes to when you have one big piece of klaf, so the right side, which we write on, is the mokum of the neck of the behemoth. So that's the very hairy, rough spot. So there are people, there are soivim that they want to go and get two pieces of klaf when they're writing a shel yad, which is on one piece, and they cut on the left side two pieces and they madbig it together. I heard that Rabbi Forsheimer in Lakewood is not into it. I mean, the Brisker Rav was into it. He did it. Out of Yom HaZeh they do it. I think Rabbi Nisano, out of the 30 pairs that I know he wrote, I think 29 of them were Dovik. I think I once saw Rabbi Moshe Feinstein's tefillin. They were Dovik. Recently, I just helped saw Rabbi Moshe Sternbuch's tefillin when I opened them up last week, and he told me he wants a new pair, and he wants Dovik, because he knows that quality, good cloth is from the most important things for a sefer to do. I'll end off with Mirat Hashem. Mirat Hashem, everyone should be zoiche to have kosher tefillin and mezuzahs. There's a lot more to talk about, and Mirat Hashem, I think the time's up.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,